sage advice for a better life.
You're listening to the Sage Advice podcast, and I'm here with Chinna's doctor, and we've been discussing depression in detail. We started our conversation in our first episode by talking about what depression is. Then we took up the next question, what are the symptoms of depression? And of course, we've also talked about the risk factors. What are the kind of environments where you find someone maybe slipping down depression? You need to be aware, alert, and be able to pick that up. But now I'm going to direct the most important question. How can depression be treated? Because coming from a counselor with over 30 years of experience as part of the Sage Advice team and as a chief counselor, Chinna's, please throw some light on the subject and this question, how is depression to be treated?
Yes, Inderjeet. And let me tell you a very important fact about depression. Depression is among the most treatable of disorders. Between 80 to 90% of people with depression eventually respond well to treatment. And almost all of them suffering from depression shows some amount of relief from their symptoms. Mm-hmm. Medication, along with psychotherapy, plays a very, very important role in treating depression. Mm-hmm. There are also a number of things a person can do to help reduce the symptoms of depression, like regular exercise, which helps create positive feelings and improves mood. Similarly, getting enough quality sleep on regular basis, eating a healthy diet, and avoiding alcohol also help to a very large extent in alleviating the symptoms of depression. Developing a hobby is also very beneficial. So, getting treated for depression is not that difficult. Reach out to a mental health professional, and depression can be easily treated with medication and therapy.
So there's medication, there's therapy, and of course, you can regulate your lifestyle and move on to healthier options and better choices in terms of sleep, food intake, and of course, avoiding things like alcohol. But yes, in conjunction with the right professional counselor and therapist, you can definitely get out of depression. So this is how depression is to be treated. But then of course, the next question, which is an obvious offshoot of this one, is why should it be treated at all? We want to address this question, but not right now. We'll be back with this. So keep listening to Sage Advice for a Better Life podcast, and we will come back and ask Chinna's next, why should depression be treated?
Subscribe to this podcast and share with all for whom you care. Sage Advice for a Better Life.